This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Prison TB screening could cut population-wide tuberculosis by 28%, mathematical models show. Editorially reviewed by Profji Pikakadze, MD, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. Comprehensive tuberculosis screening in prisons using chest X-ray technology could reduce population-wide TB incidence by up to 28% while proving cost-effective across Latin American countries, according to new mathematical modeling published in PLOS Medicine. The study analyzed screening strategies across Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, where incarceration drives tuberculosis transmission beyond prison walls. Key takeaways: combined entry, exit, and twice-yearly screening with chest X-ray technology reduced TB incidence by 61 to 87 in prisons and 18-20% population-wide. The comprehensive screening strategy cost $176 to $434 per disability-adjusted life year averted across the three countries. Screening at entry and exit alone provided 85 to 94% of the benefits at 43-67% of the cost, compared to adding regular prison-wide screening. Study at a glance 28 maximum population-wide tuberculosis reduction with comprehensive prison screening. Prison TB screening effectiveness varies by strategy and country. Population-wide tuberculosis incidence reduction by 20-35%. Peru, full screening 28%. Colombia, full screening 33%. Brazil, full screening 18%. Source, Liu et al., PLOS Medicine, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Comprehensive screening strategy shows strongest impact. The research team, led by Yuran E. Liu and colleagues, used dynamic transmission models to evaluate four screening algorithms across different implementation schedules. The most effective approach combined entry screening, exit screening, and twice-yearly prison-wide screening using chest X-ray with computer-aided detection, CXR-CAD, according to the PLOS Medicine study. This comprehensive strategy reduced within-prison TB incidence by 61% in Brazil, 73% in Colombia, and 87% in Peru by 2035. The population-wide benefits were substantial, with reductions of 18%, 23%, and 28%, respectively, in the three countries. The World Health Organization has previously identified correctional facilities as high-risk environments for TB transmission, making these findings particularly relevant for public health policy. Entry and exit screening provides most cost-effective approach. While comprehensive screening showed the greatest health impact, screening only at prison entry and exit emerged as the most cost-effective strategy. This approach delivered 85%, 94% of the health benefits at 43%, 67% of the total cost, according to the economic analysis. The cost per disability-adjusted life year, DALWI, averted range from $80 to $140 for entry-exit screening compared to $176 to $434 for the comprehensive approach. Dr. Jason R. Andrews from Stanford University, the study's senior author, noted that both strategies fell well below cost-effectiveness thresholds used by health authorities. For readers interested in broader health policy implications, these findings suggest that even modest screening interventions could yield substantial population health returns. Combined entry, exit, and biannual screening with CXR-CAD was highly impactful and cost-effective across countries, reducing tuberculosis incidence by 61 to 87% in prisons and 18 to 28% population-wide. Liu et al., Stanford University, PLOS Medicine, 2024. Technology choice affects screening effectiveness. The study compared four screening algorithms with chest X-ray technology outperforming symptom-based approaches. CXR-CAD detected tuberculosis cases that symptom screening missed, while pooled sputum testing with GeneXpert Ultra showed promise but faced implementation challenges. Symptom screening alone proved least effective, missing asymptomatic cases that drive transmission within facilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has similarly emphasized the limitations of symptom-based screening in high-burden settings. These technological considerations align with recent advances in clinical updates showing improved tuberculosis diagnostic capabilities in resource-limited settings. Regional variations highlight implementation considerations. the three countries showed different baseline tuberculosis burdens and screening effectiveness, reflecting diverse epidemiological contexts. Peru demonstrated the highest potential for population-wide impact, while Brazil showed more modest but still substantial benefits. Incarceration rates, prison conditions, and existing healthcare infrastructure influenced these variations. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime has documented wide disparities in correctional healthcare across Latin America. Population turnover in prisons amplified the community-wide benefits of screening programs as individuals move between correctional facilities and their communities. This dynamic underscores the broader public health importance of prison-based interventions. What this means for patients, individuals in contact with the criminal justice system should be aware that TB screening at prison entry and exit could protect both their health and their communities. For clinicians, healthcare providers should advocate for systematic TB screening in correctional settings and be prepared to manage cases identified through these programs. For policymakers, prison TB screening represents a highly cost-effective intervention that could substantially reduce population-wide tuberculosis burden with relatively modest investments. Frequently asked questions: why is tuberculosis screening in prisons important for the general population? People move frequently between prisons and communities, creating transmission bridges. The study shows that prison screening can reduce population-wide TB incidence by up to 28% because it interrupts these transmission chains. Which screening method works best in prison settings? Chest X-ray with computer-aided detection, CXR-CAD, proved most effective, detecting both symptomatic and asymptomatic cases. This technology outperformed symptom screening alone and was more practical than pooled sputum testing. How cost-effective is prison tuberculosis screening? The most practical approach, entry and exit screening, costs $80 to $140 per disability-adjusted life year averted, well below standard cost-effectiveness thresholds. This makes it highly attractive for public health investment. These findings provide robust evidence for scaling up systematic tuberculosis screening in correctional facilities across Latin America and similar high-burden regions. The mathematical models demonstrate that targeted interventions in high-risk populations like prisons can generate substantial population-wide health benefits while remaining economically viable for health systems. Source: Comparative Impacts and Cost-Effectiveness of Tuberculosis Systematic Screening Strategies in Prisons in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru.